Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we're joined by Brian Scalabrine of NBC Sports Boston, he's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know, when your drains don't flow. Scal, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. You guys?
We're doing well. We just played the Code Red comment, which I, by the way, agree with. I know you said you got no co-signers. We co-signed with you. We co-signed with you on this. Not on the Martin suspension so much, but on the Code Red that it was a hit from the bench. You know, like, just, hey, let's go send him a message, which I think was your point. I agree with you on that. Are you still standing by that? You think that's what Scal was doing? Or what Spoelstra, rather, was doing?
I mean, I think it's not like, hey, let's go take out Jason Tatum. I think it's like along the lines of, are we just going to get punked like this? We're getting embarrassed. At one point, you're down 32, you know, 91-59, and it's Miami Heat, Boston Celtics. You know, I'm sure there was a message sent to, you know, like, we got to be tough. And, dude, that played to me. I'm like, the NBA has flagrants or stuff that is so bogus. And I get it. Like, the NBA is trying to crack, like, make it a little bit tougher of a league. But I could not believe that they didn't, like, escalate that to a flagrant foul. And I know that they said Jrue Holiday pushed Caleb Martin. But if Caleb Martin could have at any point decided to slow down and he didn't have to jump and like brace himself and dip his shoulder into our best player. And I wonder how people would feel if, you know, Tatum put a hand down and sprained or broke a wrist or something like that. And all of a sudden he can't play anymore. So I just thought that was a Bush League play. You know, I think the Code Red and the Eric Spoelstra, I was using it more from a 30,000 foot view of the Miami Heat are known to say, are we going to send a message to this team heading into game two?
Well, if they were sending a message, and I think we all agree, you, me, and Jones all agree that they were, how's that message landed in the Boston locker room, and what does that do for the Miami Heat team? Is that something that's going to carry over into game two? Are they going to keep doing crap like that?
I don't know. I don't know how that is going to play out. I do know that I like the way that the Celtics responded. You know, minus like Jason Tatum on the pump fake three, like kind of patting Caleb Martin on the back. Maybe they know each other from the past. I don't know if they do or don't. But minus that, I liked how Porzingis and Brown were right there. You know, like, we don't have like a quote unquote like enforcer. Marcus Smart used to be that guy. These guys aren't like that. Jrue Holiday's like a tough guy, but he's just not usually like that type of player. So I like the response, and I wonder, with, you know, the Celtics were sleepwalking a little bit and it kind of woke Tatum up. And, you know, when we had a 32-point lead and they got cut down to 14 at one point. And I wonder if the Celtics will kind of use that, like, we're not going to mess around with this team. We're not going to allow this stuff. We got to make sure we're in and get out of the series, because we never know what could happen in a series with a guy like going down when we have championship hopes and they don't seem like nearly the same team as they were last year.
You ever been a part of a Code Red or been a part of a team that put out a Code Red? Never happened? Never on the other side of it?
Well, no.
Your team was never on the receiving end of it?
I'm just making it a bigger deal than it is. But like, there's all the time you hear like, come on, man, we're going to go out like this. We're going to go out like a bunch of punks. We're not going to send a message, you know, add in some adjectives in there, whatever. But, you know, no, absolutely not. You got to remember, like, these coaches are mic'd up, you know, every game. So they're not going to say anything like that.
Yeah, no, Scal, I agree with you. It's not Spoelstra saying go hurt Tatum.
No one had to tell Kevin Garnett to go out and hit Zaza Pachulia.
But what you just said, all right, we're not going to get punked, and it's kind of understood what you got to go do. You've never been a part of that.
Yeah, we've definitely been a part of that. Definitely been a part of that. And it's not just a playoff. Even though I think in the playoffs it's heightened, especially when you're getting smacked. You know, look at the Kevin McHale. I think that was 40 years ago when Kevin McHale clotheslined Kurt Rambis. Like, you know, basically just getting called out. Like, you know, we can't go out like punks. And that's what I just, like, with the Miami Heat and all the pride that they have, and I just can't imagine that nothing like that was said, you know, during the huddle. But like I said, it's not go get Tatum or take him out or anything like that in the movies. It's more about, you know, like send those guys a message heading into game two. And here's another one. I don't think Caleb Martin thought he was going to clip Tatum's legs from underneath him. But if that foul was on his upper body and Tatum goes, you know, tumbling into the first row, you know, it's still a hard foul, but it's not as dangerous as that play was.
Scal, the only advantage that I think people give to the Heat is in coaching. How do you think Joe Mazzulla did in the coaching battle in game one?
I thought he did a great, you know, this team, you know, like, it's not just they start coaching now. It's all built habits, right? And so historically, Miami has tried to speed us up. They tried to make us drive into their help. You know, historically, Tatum has been a little sticky with the ball and trying to knock it off. And same with Jaylen Brown. But think about a team with two superstar players, you know, all NBA guys, that it's time to, you know, this is what you need to do in the playoffs. Well, both those guys did a tremendous job of getting off the ball when they came to help, and especially Tatum. I mean, to have the 10 assists, and how many assists were, you know, he kicked it out to an extra pass. It might have been 7 or 8 of those, you know, what they call the hockey assists for Tatum. So I just thought they did a great job of spacing, and they did a great job of telling the superstar player where the help is going to come from and where we want to be to counter their help.
Scal, Arkan just asked you about Joe Mazzulla. Did you have any problem with Mazzulla having guys out there at the end of the game with like 90 seconds left when Spoelstra rather called the timeout or like a minute left when the foul happened? Did you have an issue with Mazzulla having guys out there then?
I mean, not like an issue. I know that like it's the playoffs. Anything could happen. Like we've blown some pretty terrible leads, but I didn't think Porzingis needed to be back in there, you know, but you know, it's just, here's the thing. It's a slippery slope, right? We put our starters back in there, and they blew a lead. So if Miami was going to make a run, imagine what they would do, you know, if we put the, you know, the stay ready group. Even though it feels like to me, besides the Washington game, like early in the season, the stay ready group has never, like, kind of blown a lead except for that one particular game, which they've been great since then. So It's an interesting way of going, but I didn't like the way that we played in the fourth quarter to start that fourth quarter with Miami outscoring us and, you know, making that big run. But you want to build these guys up, but for me, I kind of felt like Hauser and Pritchard like deserved a check in at the start of the fourth and kind of maintain, you know, what has happened. If you got to bring those guys out, why run those guys? Why run Tatum and Brown if you don't have to? So, but those guys, remember, every time we talk about minutes and stuff like that, they're much more dialed into all that from a sports science side than I am.
So Miami clearly appears to be overmatched here. Is this going to be a sweep? Is there anything they can do to steal a game?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, it should be, right? Like, how do we not, at this point, like, our talent is, I mean, the talent discrepancy. Like, they're going out, they're rolling out there with, like, two rookies, and we have veteran guys that have been in championship moments that know how to navigate a series. Their best player right now is Tyler Hero, who got absolutely locked up by Holiday and White. Porzingis is a real cheat code for us against Miami's overhelp defense. So there's no way that it looks like that. So unless we let go of the rope, I can't imagine. Now, I do think the games would be tighter, but I can't imagine, like, Miami with this particular roster. Just as you're going through it, you're just wondering, like, where is their talent at? And I hear all this stuff about culture. It's like, I don't know. Like, you guys, this team that they put together after winning a championship is very questionable. But you have Butler out. Terry Rozier was supposed to make a difference. He happens to be out. So it's like, I just don't know where they go. The one guy I fear is Bam Adebayo and his playmaking from that five position. But man, I just don't think they have enough firepower to match with us. But you still got to go out there and play, execute, and play hard. So we'll see what our team does. You know, our team has been a little hit and miss. But I think because it's Miami, I don't think we'll mess around with this team.
Okay. I would agree with that. And you guys have coverage tonight on NBC Sports Boston.
We do.
We're not to game three yet, which will be in South Beach. I know you're looking forward to that. We talked to you about that last week. Mike Gorman's on the trip. What's Gorman like in, like, South Beach? Like, what's he like on the road? What's he like? Is he going out? Is he clubbing?
That's a good one. I haven't hung out with Mike on the road for a while now, so we've always, you know, done different things on the road. But, you know, breakfast meetings, we go out to dinner when it's me and him. I don't know if his wife will come down or not, but, you know, like, it's I'll put it this way. I'm going to soak it all in if I can. Whatever Mike wants to do, want to go to lunch, whatever, I'm going to hang out with him because, you know, this was my guy for, like, the last 10 years, and we haven't hung out on the road as much. And when we come back home, we have our families, and everyone has things to do. But, no, absolutely. I hope Mike's available, and I hope we get a chance to go out. And if there is only three games left for Mike Gorman, you know, like, I hope everyone tunes in and enjoys, you know, this Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Okay, we will be watching along. I'm excited for Gorman and Scal taking over South Beach. Scal, we'll talk to you next week. We appreciate the time.
Sounds good. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine joining us here on Jones and Mego.
Last trip to South Beach, got to leave the wife at home, don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Come on.
Cat, you're staying home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.